This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States is, in his words, locked and loaded to respond to the fiery attacks on the Saudi Arabian oil facilities over the weekend. This is after a number of drones attacked a Saudi Arabian oil plant and oil fields before dawn on Saturday, causing a massive fire. Trump tweeted late on Sunday, "There's reason to believe we know the culprit." He added he's waiting to hear from the Saudis as to who they believe was behind the attack and under what terms we would proceed. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility, but U.S. officials don't believe that they are responsible for the attacks based on the direction from which the attack came. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pinned the blame squarely on Iran. He called it an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Iran calls the charges that it was behind the attack maximum lies. Tunisians voted Sunday in their second free presidential election, 8 years after what has become known as the Jasmine Revolution. More than 7 million people were eligible to cast their ballot in the North African nation on Sunday. More than two dozen candidates ran to replace President Beji Caid Essebsi, who died in July at age 92. UAW workers threatened to start a strike at midnight. AP's Tim McGuire has more on that story.
United Auto Workers Union says its GM members are walking.
We are going on strike at 11:59 tonight.
United Auto Workers spokesman Brian Rothenberg says workers will be on the picket line at General Motors plants because contract negotiations with the automaker have broken down. Lead union negotiator Ted Crum.
The strike is about the members in Texas, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and throughout the great nation. We're fighting for the future of the middle class.
The talks broke down over a number of issues, including wages, health care, temporary employees, job security, and profit sharing. It also follows GM's decision to shut four plants, and it would be the first against GM since a two-day walkout